Hey, Brandon, Beliso here. How's everybody doing today? Kind of a little different. I'm actually out here in this GameStop, standing in line with my son, getting Pokemon cards. The phenomena that it is what it is. So, let's start. What is this today? What is today? As you see, I'm all discombobulated. It is Friday, March 28th. 28th, Marco? All right. I am Brandon Beliso. This is Success Never Sleeps. It's 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast, broadcasting live here from a mall in San Bruno. Let's begin by thanking our sponsors, Marco. We got Tussauds, Market Muscles, My Studio, Kids Love Life Skills, LC Accounting, and Kin Creative. All people that I'm not only an influence for, I've worked with, people I believe in, people that impact my business greatly. Cool. What do we got coming up, Marco? We have It's Time Live Freedom, November 8th through 11th, right here in Millbrae, California, 5 minutes from SFO, 20 school owners, 4 days. It's an intensive retreat, one I highly recommend you book now, because success is something we plan for, and I encourage that you book it right now. Not later, you book it right now. Only 20 spots. It's changed school owners' lives who have attended as far as Germany, Australia, Canada, England. They've come from all over the world to experience this event, and you should be one of those people that can add that to your list. Cool? My It's Time group mentoring, it's well underway. We just wrapped up a meeting with that. You know, what I think is unique about the It's Time group mentoring, I'm going to lean hard into, is that we are school owners like you. And we understand these one-off seminars, this program you buy that you're never going to use, the one phone call with the consultant, it simply doesn't work. It's the day-to-day grind of what you do that makes all the difference. And I'm going to advocate for this group, the It's Time Group Mentoring, because the success we've had with people has been phenomenal. Because you can call us up at 12 midnight. You can ask us what color to paint your bathroom. You can talk about how to write a system. You can talk about staff development. You can talk about... We do all of those things actively in real time today. I don't sit in a glass house and hypothesize. I still actively teach and run my businesses by choice, and I think it makes us much more impactful. That's why we are not consultants. We are mentors. We are mentors. Cool. All right, Marco, who do we have with us today? Let me see. Let me take a look at our chat, our comments. Bob Poole, what's happening? Goals Martial Arts. I see you there, Bob. Good to have you there, sir. Good to have you. If anybody else has come aboard, let us know who you are. Let us know where you're tuning in from. Sound good? All right. I love it. So let's hop into this hard, Marco. What we're discussing about is the ultimate classroom visit, right? The ultimate classroom visit. I think the big thing is rethinking it, right? It's you're going to stand in line and you're going to choose to do what? PE teacher of the day, do what? The confidence building bully workshop, do what? Right? I think the challenge with that line is already pretty deep. Every time I've gone, I went, wow, there's already somebody doing PE teacher of the day, and they've had a relationship with the school for quite some time. Or same thing with the confidence building and the bully workshop. We always ran into that. So what I've learned from that is that you have to be creative. You have to reinvent that. And please do not show up during teacher planning day, right? And you go in there in your uniform with a box of donuts. Don't do that. They see right through that. You have an ulterior motive. You're simply there to introduce yourself, to find a way into solicit business. I'm gonna tell you, let's go a completely different way. One of the things the school district needs passionately across the board, one of the things the school district needs right now is volunteers. Volunteer to watch the white zone. Volunteer to be a crossing guard. Volunteer to collect e-waste, right? Volunteer for those things that people need every day, because that is a low barrier of entry. It's a great way to stand shoulder to shoulder with the school board, with PTA presidents, with people of influence that will allow you the opportunity, if and when that transpires, for you to solicit for your martial arts classes. Cool? So think about that. You can use right now to get into that school district. Anybody? Put it in the comments. Conrad, Respect Martial Arts, what's happening, sir? Hope everybody can hear me okay. We got Bob Poole. We got Conrad. If anyone else is tuning in, let us know who you are, where you're tuning in from, and we'd be very grateful. Cool? All right. So with that said, you know, I've done things like the crossing guard. I've done things like serving spaghetti at a fundraiser. I've done things like my wife has watched The White Zone. We've done things like e-waste. We've done all these other things first, because nobody cares what you know until they know that you care. So if you can show them that you care by genuinely giving back to the school district, if and when those opportunities present itself for you to market your school, then they're yours. So that's the big thing. We're all talking about the ultimate, you know, classroom visit, but we haven't even got our foot in the door properly. So I'm going to preframe it with that, because you need to do that. Get your foot in the door properly. And after that, I mean, the sky's the limit. It really, really is. It really is. And Marco, I'm going to let you talk about that if and when I got to get off this call, and you can continue with having that conversation today. So for me, when I look at the class visit, I think the first thing we have to dispel is we teach people to be violent. Right? When they think about martial arts, people are afraid we're going to come in there and teach, you know, kids to kick and punch, and we're going to create an environment that's not healthy for their school. So we really have to dispel that myth. One of the things I did is I wrote a book called The Adventures of Bray and Tay. It features martial arts, but it's really a book about focus, and it teaches life skills, because the one thing I understand that every parent is looking for their child is life skills education. Go to ChatGPT right now and ask ChatGPT, what are the top things parents are looking for in an activity for their child? One of them are life skills, support, safety, and fitness. Those are the four things people are after passionately, okay? They're after it passionately. So in my case, I wrote a book, and I provide myself as reader of the day. Reader of the day, low barrier of entry. Everybody needs reader of the day. It gives the teacher a break in the classroom for, you know, a few minutes, and it really allows you the opportunity to promote the life skills. I know Jason Smith actually gives a copy of this book to every student. He gives a copy of the book to the library. I think it's powerful to sit there and have this kid go home with a book, The Adventures of Bray and Tay, a gift given by Believe Martial Arts. Here's our QR code if you want to come in for a trial class. So we're not missing that. We're just not making that the number one thing. Because I think the thing that really deters people is they're always fixated is, what is my ROI? What is my ROI on doing this school visit? Right? What is my ROI? There's no ROI on caring. It's unequated. Right? So again, by coming in there as reader of the day, giving real value, you now position yourself as a life skills leader in your community, right? I know that right now, Jason Smith from Believe Martial Arts is working with the school district teaching character development to their leadership program. Why? Because they view his school as a life skills leader. And that's all foundationally in kidslovelifeskills.com. The life skills system I created, used in 450 schools worldwide. You should have it too. And if you're using it properly, like Jason, then now you have these opportunities to go into this school, you know, and develop additional revenue stream by teaching life skills to their leadership program. Is that pretty cool? I think it's really cool. So that was one low barrier of entry. Two, we would never go into these schools and do confidence talks and things like that wearing a martial arts uniform. We avoid that like the plague. We'll go in there in a branded One Martial Arts t-shirt, black sweats. That I will do, but I will not walk there in the uniform. Again, it creates that whole imagery of violence. We teach violence, and we don't teach violence. So you want to be very mindful of that. You with me? You with me? So that was a big bear. Now, we've made it into the classroom. There we are. So the one thing I'm huge on and I avoid, I don't do big assemblies. I don't like doing big assemblies because I think they're essentially ineffective. Makes great for a social media post, feeds the ego when you do a selfie like this and there's a billion people in the audience. The challenge is, the way we would teach a five-year-old in a kindergarten class is much different than we're going to teach a fifth grader, correct? Much different. Whether it's bullying, confidence building, all those different things, the language is much, much different. So I want to be mindful of that and talk to you about that right now. So we do classroom visits. It takes a lot longer, requires more time, but what are we doing from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.? We don't have classes, so there's no impact with that. we can actually go out there and do three kindergarten classrooms from 9 to 12, take a lunch break, and then come back and do several from 1 to 2:30. We can do that. And I highly recommend. No, I highly recommend. No, I highly recommend that to you, okay? Super important. Super important. Because they're more impactful. They're more memorable. They're more likely for the kindergarten teacher to ask you to come back again. And they just you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So that's why for me, you know, doing classroom visits are so much more impactful. What's up, Eric Roach? How you doing, sir? Eric Roach is here with us as well. So you're going to be on that. So you're going to have the discipline and you're going to do smaller visits in the classroom. Now, once you're in the classroom, we're going to lean into four basic life skills: focus, teamwork, confidence, and respect. Four fundamental life skills that every parent, brand new parent walking through your door, will demand from martial arts. They're not going to come in and go, teach my child to be empathetic. No, right? Those are the higher life skills that we teach in kids' level skills. We will only ever go in and do a school talk or a classroom visit with focus, teamwork, confidence, and respect. Those are the four. Lean into them hard and stay with them, okay? Now, when you're working with the younger children, if you can do circle time, better. Everybody, we know, I mean, my kids were in preschool, all the different things, they always sat in circle time, circle time, circle time. Repeatedly, say it again, circle time. We sit them in a circle and we teach from that circle. Cool? Now, we have a whole handout that talks about how to teach focus, how to teach confidence, how to teach teamwork, and then how to do respect. It's all in the handout. You need that in a handout. Make sure you DM Marco, put it in the chat if you want that. The people who are here today, I will give that to you. I will give that to you because you're taking time out of your day to be here. I will give you my handout on the ultimate classroom visit. So I want to open it up to questions. Questions to me are really important. Before I get out of here, Marco, I want to open things up to questions. Let me know when those questions come through, Marco. And so I've really mined this data, and I want to say the brilliance is really my wife. You know, again, when we started having kids, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what people expected of us. But I did understand people want relationships. People want to build relationships with us. And it's really our job, our purpose, to create those relationships, to cultivate those relationships. You with me? So that part became imperative for what we do. And I understood my wife being a mom, perfect avatar. Those of us who have kid-centric martial arts schools, your mom is your avatar. She makes the buying decision. She makes that kid come to martial arts. She brings him to martial arts 90% of the time. You with me? So we understood that. And watching my wife's behavior as we became part of the school system with small children really taught me a lot about marketing. It really taught me a lot about how to speak to a parent. It really taught me a lot how to interact with the school system because she interacted as a business owner as well as a mom. And those two things are something I would have never really been a dad. Because if you look at most of the principals are women. Most of the teachers are women. Everybody knows that, yeah, in the elementary system, the majority of the facilitators are women. It changes a little bit in middle school and high school. Predominantly at the elementary school level, most of the principals I interacted with were women. Most of the PTA, you know, presidents and officers. Right? Oh, you're losing my audio a bit. Doing the best I can, Marco. Doing the best I can. There was too many, like, convenient weather. You know, like, you know, I didn't have the same system, so I didn't have the air conditioning. And I was stuck indoors, so I thought I could be.
Good. Technical glitch going on right now. Brandon will be back in just a moment.
I think it's really cool. It's really, really, I think really cool having a wife who was a PTA president, having a wife who had small children in the elementary school system, and having a wife that's a black belt and owns a martial arts school. That was a perfect storm of data to gather to know how to approach the people to know what content to offer them. That was the big one. You guys going there in your trotty form uniforms and going hiya and screaming really loud. None of that is more appealing to a woman, right? Than to come in there with that reader of the day, coming in there with a tone of voice, coming in there with a behavior that's just monumental, okay? And I'm mindful of that. I'm ever, ever mindful of that. And I want to tell you that right now. Who, are you with me? All right, so what questions have we got, Joe? More of a comment than a question. Always get clear approval with the teacher as to what topic. Yeah, of course, sir. But you have to submit that beforehand. You have to submit that beforehand. And it's normally now in the position we're in, parents are coming to us asking us to do a school talk. They're pretty well versed on who we are because their kids are in our martial arts program, right? They've heard of us through the grapevine. But you're right. I mean, there's no school district, you know, worth their salt that's going to allow you to come in there unannounced, you know, without previewing your topic, sir. There's just no way that's going to happen, at least not in our case. So, again, I'm ever mindful of that. But good comment, Conrad. Good comment. What questions have we got? I don't see anything there. All right, so I'm kind of, you know, like I said, I'm going to send you the document of the nuts and bolts. Step one, this is how you do the confidence drill. You know, step two, this is how you do the focus drill. Step three, this is how you do the board breaking. I'm going to send all of that to you. What I really wanted to share with you in today's call was what it takes to get in that door. And then what it, once you're in that door, think like them, how to act like a principal of a, you know, elementary school, how to behave like a PTA president. That thinking, that type of thought process is what's really leveraged, you know, our whole presence that we currently experience in the school system. I was not going to walk in there in August in my uniform with a box of donuts. That did not appeal to me at all, right? The thought of being PE teacher of the day, I was standing in that line forever. And I could have waited a long time. And I think that line is still long. This crazy line, GameStop. See that? Look at that. Look at that. This is GameStop. You know, it's the same thing there. So I personally am totally mindful of that. Totally mindful of that. And I continue today to mine that data with GPT, whether it's talking to a mom in the waiting area of our school, whether it's talking to, you know, a parent that's soliciting us to sponsor a Little League baseball team, you know, or to ask us for a gift certificate for a birthday party or a week of camp. I am mindful of all of that because if I'm at the pulse, if I understand the way my avatar thinks and behaves, right, delivering this ultimate I'm going to give you in a handout is easy. It's so easy. It's so easy. It's all the other stuff there that I think is a bigger challenge. Getting your foot in the door is a bigger challenge. Earning trust of that principal teacher, that is the big challenge. Once you're in that door, nuts and bolts, coming up with this, with a book that says Adventures of Brian Tay, with a badge on their that discovery sheet, in the discussion, there's a little QR code that you find one of the and if you can do all that, that QR code is an automatic reaction. We'll scan that QR code. They will sign up, and you will get more students out of this. But if you make that your priority, if you make that your number one reason, what is my ROI? How do I get in this door? You will fail miserably each and every time. Cool? All right, Marco. I'm going to get out of here. You can go ahead and wrap it up. I'm going to leave it on you today, sir, because you can. I hope I offered you good information. And everybody who is here today, Marco, make sure that we get their name. We're going to send them the physical Ultimate Classroom Visit PDF so you can walk it step by step and go deliver a main that will inspire people to want to become part of the story. Cool? Marco, you got it there, all Marco? Right. I'm going to check out here.
Good luck.
All right. So you take them home. Yeah. So first experiment is 30 minute, right? We're talking about cutting this podcast back to 30 minutes. If you, yep. you don't want to do that, like Bob, I know Bob wants to be here an hour. If anybody is in vote of doing a 30 minute podcast, which fundamentally what we did today by default, right? By default, right? I don't know if that's what you want to do. I'm so until we talk.
All right. So a couple things I wanted to go over and just to clarify some of the stuff that Brandon talked about. I know the audio was a little tough being remote and not having good Wi-Fi where he's at. So school tours, school visits, there's a lot of different ways, as he said, to get into the school and to be helpful at the school, to volunteer at the school, you know, out of the community service atmosphere. And by that, you're there to serve, and that's your only purpose. And once you come across with that, you're going to gain more trust, right? So we just finished up a literacy night, and they were working on Jack and the Beanstalk, I believe, was one of their main focuses. And then it was like Candyland and stuff like that. Candyland was a big one. So we brought our cotton candy machine, and we served for about an hour and a half, hundreds of kids, hundreds of cones went out, cotton candy, and they loved it. The PTA was there. The principal of the school was there, and I got to speak to all of them, and it was incredible. So now they're inviting me back for other events, and I did talk to them briefly about the life skills, you know, reader of the day, life skills education, things like that, and all the PTA have now started to reach out to me because they do know each other, right? The PTA parent, you know, presidents, they know each other. They're all, even though we have about 8 elementary schools in our area, and now I'm starting to get random emails from different PTA presidents saying, hey, I heard you were at the Malcolm White. I'm from the Goodyear. Can you come do that here? And so it's just starting to steamroll, starting to, you know, get some legs on it by doing one event. I have 2 more coming up. I have one next week and one in a couple of weeks, another couple of literacy nights to do cotton candy. And they're all starting to talk to me about the life skills program to be brought into the schools. You know, and it depending on how they wanted to work out whether we get paid to do it or not. Obviously, all our cotton candy events are all volunteer. We go, we bring the cotton candy. We don't get paid for it. We don't ask for money. If they try to offer it, we refuse because we're just there to serve. And, you know, people are going to definitely understand what we're doing and trust us more when we're there just to hang out with the kids and, you know, talk to them and serve them some cotton candy and bring a little bit of joy to their day. So it's definitely worked out very well from us. So, you know, we, coupled with our advertising, now we get a lot of people coming into the door for trials and they all look at me going, hey, you're the cotton candy guy. Like, I've seen you before. You know, you have to make sure that your school visits, whatever you happen to be doing, whether it's an event, reader of the day, things like that, you make sure you couple that with strong advertising on Facebook or whatever you Google, whatever you choose to advertise. Because one of the shortcomings I found by just doing the community service stuff is people see you at an event and they think, oh yeah, I definitely want to, you know, they're there like, oh yeah, they talk to you. I'm definitely going to come down. I want to bring my kid in. That's an awesome program. And then they go home and a million things have happened. They've thought about a million things and their kids and everything else. And they forget. They forget that who they talk to. They know they talk to some guy who's giving the kid cotton candy. I know it's a school around here. Then they see your advertising, go, that's the guy. That's the guy I talked to. That's when the mom at 11 o'clock at night, when they're scrolling through Facebook, they put the kids to bed and they see you and go, oh yeah, yeah, that's the guy. That's what they come from. Okay. You know, when they're at the events, they're not thinking about, oh, let me right now log in and grab a trial from a kid. You will have that, especially if you have a QR code, like Brandon said, there for them to do that. You will get some. You'll get far more who will go home and do it later. But if they can't remember how they got to you or who you are, they're not going to know how to find you. So make sure that those are coupled together and you're doing both. You know, when it comes to the events, you know, you're certainly welcome to reach out to me, reach out to Brandon, and you know, our group mentoring program. We go over a lot of this on exactly how to run the events. And, you know, we help to identify for your location, your needs. It's not cookie cutter. That's one thing about the group mentoring program that we really love and love doing it, and we have been for the past year, is that none of it's cookie cutter. We have a generic, you know, like we have a month of what we're working on. We just finished up leadership, team building. You know, so we have the base of what we're going to talk about. But with all the different, you know, clients we have working with us, there's different needs. They're from all over the country. So we have to, you know, give a little bit of adaptation to everything we're doing to help everybody. So that's one thing we can say that we are able to do, and not just say, here's the recipe, go do it. Make sure you follow it, otherwise you'll fail. No, it doesn't work that way for everybody. You know, Jason from Believe is down at Chipley, Florida. I'm up in the Boston area. You know, my guys at Kin, I'll say this, they write some amazing copy and things that they do on the automated messages. I've had to change some of them because some of the verbiage they use in Canada doesn't work in Boston, Massachusetts. It's not the same. People take it differently. So, you know, we help make sure that you're doing that. So, yeah, that's basically for the school tours, for, you know, any classroom visits, make sure you're on there and doing it for the students, for the kids, not for the ROI. Because people can see through that so fast. They see that coming a mile away, and it is hard to gain that trust back. If they think you're just coming in there, like Brandon was saying, you're coming in with a box of donuts, they know what you're doing, and they immediately lose trust, and it's really hard to get that back. So from day one, being a business that's there to serve the community, that has been supporting you and will continue to support you, is the best mode to be in. Believe me, when I made that switch back in 2018, it really jumped on this sort of community-based marketing and things like that. I've slept a lot better at night, much, much better at night, being, you know, because I did events and school things before, and it always felt like I was standing there with a clipboard in my hand, trying to get names and phone numbers and addresses to call them, and it didn't feel very good. It felt very salesy, and I come from a sales background, 16 years working in sales. Prior to that, it felt very salesy. And while that was good selling stereo equipment, it didn't feel right when I'm dealing with memberships for kids in martial arts. It was a very different animal. So being that kind of salesy just didn't translate well for me. So that's that. As far as the PDF goes, just reach out to me. You can Facebook Messenger me, Marco Mazzola, M-A-Z-Z-O-L-A is the last name, and just say that you want the classroom visit PDF. And I'll make sure and put your email address on there as well, your name and your email address. And I'll make sure you get on the list, and we'll send them all out to you guys as soon as possible. And that's all I need. So if you guys have any questions before I jump off, so I know Brandon was kind of talking about making this podcast shorter. If an hour is a lot for people, we've noticed in general that, you know, hour long podcasts, I run a separate podcast myself just for entertainment purposes. Reviewing TV, movies, and things like that. And, you know, we're starting to make it shorter as well. We were really at that hour mark all the time. And from what I learned, especially in business and entrepreneurship type stuff, the shorter podcasts are more effective and easier to digest. I listened to a great one, Disney Magic, I believe it is, Creating Disney Magic. And it's like 15 to 20 minutes. And it's a really great part of my week to get some business, you know, tips and get my head straight. So I would suggest checking that one out too. But again, it's only 15, 20 minutes. It's a nice, easy, digestible podcast. So let us know, vote for it, whether you think you want to keep it an hour or you think a shorter one would be more helpful, you know, digesting topics, you know, and keeping it more concise, I think is also what will happen if we shorten it up a little bit to at least a half hour. So let us know, reach out to us, drop a line to myself or to Brandon. And over the next couple of months or so, we're going to finally make that decision on what we want to do. As always, you know, if you've been to the beginning, from the beginning with Success Never Sleeps, this podcast has evolved many, many times over the years. So this might be the next step. So again, if you have any questions, just reach out to us. We're going to stop here today. So I want to thank our sponsors one more time before I jump out: TUSA, Market Muscles, My Studio, Kids of Life Skills, LC Accounting, and Kring Creative. Along with Brandon, these are all people I work with as well. I use TUSA. I have actually their paddles behind me, which I put my logo on it because that's what I do. Market Muscles, My Studio, I use them both because the life skills, obviously. Letitia at LC Accounting, she's the best. She keeps me as right and tight as she can. I'm not easy. I understand that. And Ken, I've been working with for a couple of months, and they've made a huge difference in our business already. So we're looking forward to a bigger future with them. So reach out to them, let them know if you, what your needs are, and they will definitely look out to help you. I would love to see everybody this time live freedom. Ooh, I didn't take that off. I thought I did. Get rid of that. All right. It's time live freedom. I'd love to see everybody out there in November. I will be out there again with my wife and my son. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there making new friendships, you know, re-engaging with old friendships, things like that. One of the greatest things is, you know, I've been going to this event since 2018. And, you know, while some things seem similar, we talk about rotating curriculum, we talk about systems, we talk about, there's always something new. I learn something every single time I go. You know, the walks and the, everything that we do beyond just sitting at the dojo and, you know, having the, you know, the seminars, all the other stuff really helps to invigorate. You know, I come back, you know, with bigger ideas. I come back with more energy to get things done, and just revitalizes every year. So I'll tell you, the year of the pandemic, when we had to do it virtually, was, that was tough. I didn't get my juice and get my energy. So being back in and being at Brandon's school, seeing how it runs, seeing how it goes, is impressive. So, you know, reach out to us, let us know. Go to BrandonBelizzo.com. You look under events. It's Time Life Freedom is there. And of course, hit us up with the group mentoring. Just like anything, if you want to try it out, we'll do a discovery call with you. It's absolutely free. We'll plan it a Monday or whatever works for your schedule. And we'll just kind of give you an overview. We'll send you out the, so the census, and then you come on and join on a call with us and see what it's about. And we'll go in specifically, because we'll do a, just one with us, the group, the mentors, and you, to kind of go over your needs. So it won't be a full group with everybody, all the clients, because we want to kind of get to know you first. So come on in, try a free one. Let us know if you'd like to do that. Okay. Don't forget to subscribe to Success from Sleep on any podcast platform you listen to. It's there. YouTube, obviously. The videos automatically get loaded there. And if you're not part of the Disruptor group already, make sure you join the Disruptors. And Brandon and I talk about this all the time. The one thing that's the most underutilized is the file section, both for the group mentoring and the Disruptor page. That has just such a ton of knowledge and files that you can use, that we update pretty regularly, and they're free to use. Just, you know what I mean? Take them, make them your own, do what you need to do with them. And I think a lot of people, you know, they ask us questions and we just say, go to the files. It's in there, you know, and we'll continue to discuss with you further with what's on there. But definitely check that out and see what's there for you. Okay. All right. This is Success Never Sleeps. My name is Marco. I'm not Brandon. And hopefully we'll see you next Friday for the next Success Never Sleeps. As always, we want you to go out there and live your best life.